Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there lived a lovely little girl. Her grandmother loved her very much and gave her a red hood. She wore it every day, so people called her Little Red Riding Hood. One day, Little Red Riding Hood's mother told her, "Grandma is ill. Go to visit her and bring her some cakes and fruit. She will be very glad to see you." Little Red Riding Hood agreed and got ready to go. "Don't run too fast and don't play in the forest," her mother said. "All right," said Little Red Riding Hood. Then she set off. Her grandmother's house was in the forest far from that of Little Red Riding Hood's. When Little Red Riding Hood went into the forest, she saw a wolf.
"Hello, what's your name? Where are you going?" the wolf asked.
"I'm Little Red Riding Hood. I'm going to my grandma's house. She is ill,"
Little Red Riding Hood answered.
"Where does your grandma live?"
the wolf asked as he came up with an evil idea.
"At the end of this road, under the oak tree,"
Little Red Riding Hood said.
The big bad wolf wanted to eat both of them.
He said to Little Red Riding Hood,
"Why don't you slow down and have some fun in the forest? Why not take a look at the beautiful flowers? Why not listen to the birds singing? How can you just keep walking so fast?"
"He is right," Little Red Riding Hood thought. "It's still early. I can play a while and pick some flowers for Grandma."
So she began to play in the forest. She picked flowers, caught butterflies, and chased after rabbits. She was so happy. The wolf came to Grandma's cabin and knocked on the door.
"Who is it?" Grandma asked.
"Grandma, I'm Little Red Riding Hood,"
the wolf said in a little girl's voice.
"Oh dear, come in, please," Grandma said.
The wolf went inside and swallowed Grandma. Then he put on her clothes and lay in bed. Little Red Riding Hood had great fun in the forest. When she arrived at her grandmother's house, she found the door open. She felt a little bit strange, but she still went in.
"Grandma, I'm coming. Where are you?"
she asked. There was no reply. Little Red Riding Hood came close to the bed.
"Grandma,"
Little Red Riding Hood said,
"why are your ears so big?"
"I want to hear what you say more clearly."
"Grandma, why are your eyes so big?"
"I want to see you more clearly."
"Grandma, why is your mouth so big?"
"I want to eat you up with it."
The wolf jumped up and swallowed Little Red Riding Hood. The wolf was full and soon fell asleep. He snored loudly. Just then, a hunter passed by. He was Grandma's friend. He heard the strange snoring and went inside to see what had happened. He saw the wolf lying in bed, but he didn't shoot him. He thought maybe Grandma was still alive in the wolf's stomach. So the hunter cut open the wolf's stomach with scissors. Little Red Riding Hood jumped out and said,
"It was dark inside. I was so scared."
Then the hunter saved Grandma as well. Just then the wolf woke up and tried to run away. The hunter shot him dead. The hunter left, and Grandma had some of the cakes and fruit Little Red Riding Hood had brought. She felt better. When Little Red Riding Hood went back home, she said to her mother,
Mum, I'll never play in the forest or talk to the wolf again.
A few days later, Little Red Riding Hood went to take her grandmother some fruit. On her way to her grandma's house, she saw another wolf. She didn't talk to the wolf and ran straight to her grandmother's house. The wolf was very angry.
I saw another wolf,
Little Red Riding Hood told Grandma.
Maybe he has followed you here, Grandma said.
Let's shut the door.
Before long, the wolf came to the door. He banged on the door but couldn't get in. The wolf didn't give up and jumped onto the roof. He waited there because he wanted to eat Little Red Riding Hood on her way home. Grandma detected the wolf's plan. She said to Little Red Riding Hood, I cooked some sausages this morning
and left some soup.
Go and bring some soup to the stone pot in front of the house. Little Red Riding Hood did as her grandmother told her. The wolf smelled the sausage soup. He stretched his neck so long to smell that he fell into the pot and drowned. Little Red Riding Hood went home happily. From then on, no wolf dared to bother her again.